is when a woman sees dam while urinating and she doesn't know where it might have come from. There's no particular indication that there's a makkah. And then the second half of the siman is where there's evidence of a makkah, and then the question is, what qualifications are needed to know that we could be tola in this makkah? What types of things, what factors do we consider, like pain or the shape and size and dissolvability of the blood and the like. So we'll begin with the Mishnah, the first section, which is again where there's nothing suspicious other than the presence of blood. So the Mishnah says, Ha'isha she osa tzracha v'rasa dam. This is what we call chad safek, as opposed to the seifa. What's the safek? The safek is whether this is dam nida or dam maka. Why would you think it's dam maka? Well, there was no hargashas dam nida, and there is, it's unusual to see dam while urinating, and there possibility exists of dam maka here. So, Remeir Omer, im omedes tamei, avim yosheves tahora, depends if she's standing or sitting. The Gemara will explain why that makes a difference. Rav Yosi Omer, ben kach u ben kach tahora, either way she's tahora. That's the Resha. The Seifa has the case of the Sveik Sveika. Ish v'ish she'asu tzrachein l'toch ha'safa v'nim tzadam alamayim. This is a Sveik Sveika. Why? Because we see blood and we have a Sveik Sveika. Number one, is this blood from the man or the woman? V'imtim tzalomar, it's from the woman. Is it the suffix of the resha? Is it dam maka? Or is it dam nida? Here too, Rav Yosi's metaher. Now the Gemara asks, of course Rav Yosi's metaher. If Rav Yosi's metaher b'chad sveika, certainly he's going to be metaher b'sveik sveika. We'll get to that question in a second. And Rabbi Shimon metame, why? It's a sveik sveika. No, she'en derech ha'ish latze lehotzi dam, ela shecheskas dam imena isha. Even though technically speaking it could have been him, but it's not derech ha'ish lehotzi dam, so this does not constitute a safek, so we don't have a sveik sveika, and therefore he's machmir. So the Gemara, as we said, asks, why did Rabbi Yossi need to be matar in the seifa? He's already matar in the resh b'chad sveika, obviously he's matar in the seifa sveik sveika. And the Gemara answered, if we just had the Resha, we might have thought Rabbi Yossi was Metaher B'di'evet. Kamash Malon is Metaher L'chatchila. So what does B'di'evet and L'chatchila mean in this context? So Rashi explains that if you just had the Resha, we would think he's only Metaher B'di'evet, meaning to say, ideally, we would tell her, don't touch Taros, don't touch Kachim, go to the mikvah. But B'di'evet, if she did, so then we wouldn't burn them. We would say b'di'avid they're okay, but l'chatchila you shouldn't do it. Kamash malan you should. Now the simple understanding is that kamash malan it's even l'chatchila. The way Rashi reads it is kamash malan even the rishis l'chatchila. I mean, so even b'chad safek maybe Yosi's matar l'chatchila. So a woman sees dam in the mei raglayim. So she could l'chatchila touch taros. There's no issue whatsoever. Another possibility of reading this is kamash malan that in the seifa it's l'chatchila, meaning b'makom sveik it's l'chatchila, but in the reisha it would still only be b'di'avet. That we'll see is the view of Rabbeinu Hanano, which we'll talk about shortly. So that's one issue in the Gemara, one line in the Gemara that could be read in two different ways, right? Kamash malan that the reisha is even l'chatchila, or kamash malan that the seifa is l'chatchila. Now the Gemara also concludes that the halacha here is like Rabbi Yossi. So seemingly it should be cut and dry. We follow Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi, like we said, is matar even b'chad safek, even when omedes. So the Gemara asks, what is going on here? What is the reason why Reb Meir distinguishes between yosheves and omedes? Ma'ishna omedes. De'amrinan, me'raglaim hadil makor v'aisi dam, yoshevis nami, ne'ma me'raglaim hadil makor v'aisi dam. If there's a concern for Rabbi Meir and Omedes, that the Meir Aglaim hadar l'makor, they went backwards up into the makor, brought the dam down, and then she would be Anida. Now, this is one of the places where we're a little bit befuddled about the mitzias that's going on here, and the lul and the like. I don't think we're going to talk about it together in Shir, at least now. But if you look at the Mar Makomos I sent you, Mar Makomos number 0, I give you the, and there's two versions of that, but the some of the discussions in the Rishonim and the Achronim, exactly what's going on here, the Machlokas, Rashi and the Rambam, some Sofer and the like. But one way or the other, for our purposes, we need not know exactly the Mitzias, but there is this concern that when you're Omedes, that it's going to be Damnida. So the Gemara asks, Yosheves Nami, name a Meir Glaim Hadil Makor Vaisidam. Whatever happens when she's Omedes could happen when she's Yosheves. Amar Shmuel b'mizanekes. It's streaming. Ki urche, like the normal way when a person urinates. Meaning to say as follows. So this too actually could be read in two different ways, Rashi and Tosfos. The way Rashi reads it is that when you're Yosheves, you're going to usually be, if you don't really have to go to the bathroom, you're going to be Mizanekes. It's going to stream. It's the normal way. There's no pressure. And when there's no pressure, so the urine goes straight from the bladder out of the body, and there's no opportunity for it to pick up damnida along the way, and therefore, if you see blood in the urine, it must be damaka. Maybe she has a urinary tract infection. This blood is coming from the kidneys or from the bladder or whatever it is. It's not damnida. But when she's dachik la'alma, when she really has to go to the bathroom, actually she says this two differently in two different places, but when she really has to go to the bathroom, so then that pressure of having to release sometimes causes the urine to go in the wrong direction. Instead of going down, it goes up, and then it could pick up damnida along the way, whatever exactly that means. And therefore, if it's omedes, then it's always a concern. First of all, Rashi says, because a woman would, generally speaking, never go to the bathroom omedes unless it's like a real emergency. But in general, he says that there's no possibility of mizanekes for omedes. It's always going to be shoseses. It's going to be sputtering out. Not exactly what word to use to define that, but it's always going to be shoseses. It's not going to be mizanekes or mekalachas. It's not going to be streaming out in a regular fashion. And therefore, what are we answering? We're answering that when you sit, so then even Remeir is in choshesh. Why? Because there's no concern that hadar meir aglaim l'makor v'aisidam. But when she's yosheves, sorry, when she's omedes, then there is that concern. Now, obviously, Reb Yossi is mitaher in that case. In other words, Reb Yossi is mitaher, even if omedes, and Rashi says whenever you're omedes, you're also shoseses. So it turns out then Reb Yossi is mitaher, even in omedes, v'shoseses. Even when it's tarti l'reisa, you have two things going against you, right? So, and since the Gemara said we pass on the Reb Yossi, if you read the Gemara like Rashi, l'chora what should come out is very simple. You're always good, right? Why? Because obviously Yosheves is good, that's in the Mishnah, and even Omedes is good, and even though Omedes is shoseses, it's good, even though you have tarti l'reisa. Omedes and Shoseses, the worst possible scenario. Since you pass like Reb Yossi, it's okay. That's what would come out if you read the Gemara like Rashi. That's the Psak of the Rambam and the Mechaber. Very simple. So it's a very easy simon, seemingly, if you follow Rashi. However, Tosus in the Rush says that it's not so simple. Actually, Omedes is Efshar Lazanek. And therefore, Remeir's Mitaher only with Tarti Lativusa. That's what the Gemara is answering. Tarti Lativusa meaning both Yosheves and Mizanekes. Rabbi Yossi then would agree to Tuma if it's, again, Remeir's Mitar if it's Tarti Lativusa, and he's Mitame if it's Chada L'Reyusa, meaning to say Yosheves but Shosasas, or Omedes plus mizanekes, which would mean, if that's the case, that Rabbi Yossi is metame and Rabbi Meir is metaher, then Rabbi Yossi would be metame himself if it's omedes vishosases. So then it comes out, if you read the Gemara like Tosfos, that there is a possibility for us to have a problem. It's not simply that, well, since we pass away Rabbi Yossi, there's nothing to worry about at all. No, even Rabbi Yossi agrees that there's a possibility of Tumah, in which situation, Tarti L'Reyesa, Omedes, and Shoseses, right? So to summarize, again, according to Tosfos, there's two factors in our Gemara. One is, are you standing or sitting? Standing is more likely to be a problem, sitting is less likely to be a problem. And then there's the other factor that the Gemara says is whether it's Shoseses or Mizanekes, whether it's flowing or sputtering, dripping, and in that case, again, flowing is less likely to be a problem, and Shoseses, dripping, is more likely to be a problem. And therefore, if you follow Rabbi Yossi, you're going to be Mekel unless it's Tarti L'Reyesa. And if you follow Rabbi Meir, you're going to be Mekel only if it's Tarti L'Tivusa. And where do they debate? They debate Chada L'Reyesa. So according to Tosfos in the Rush, then we would need to discuss the matter. There is a possibility of Dan B'Meir Glayim being a problem, but still pretty unlikely. It's only in the very narrow situation of Omedes Vishoseses. Yeah?
Even with Rabbi Yossi, it could be he's Makar Tartil Rero, so it's just a little shaman that he said. Even that is...
Yeah, we're not going to expand the Machlokas more than we need to, and it sounds like everybody agrees that that possibility could exist. But the question is, which case?
Okay, as in Rabbi Yossi might be Matar with Tarti L'Reyesa, according to
you're saying it's...
Rabbi Yossi, the Mishnah just doesn't comment.
The Mishnah doesn't comment, but from the Gemara's analysis, that's what's implied. That's what's implied. Okay. Then the Gemara asks another question. It says, even when Rabbi Meir is Matar B'Yosheves, right? And say, Rabbi Meir, the Machmir view in the Reisha, is mitaher in the case of Yosheves and Shoseses. But why? Why isn't he concerned that the dam came afterwards? Meaning to say, you see dam on the toilet, or in the toilet bowl, or the like. So if it came during urination, so then, of course, Rabbi Meir would be mitaher. Why? Because there's no possibility that this is dam nida. Right? Again, the Gemara takes for granted that when you're urinating normally while sitting, it's impossible for dam nida to come out. It can't be. But maybe it came out after she was done. After she was done, meaning say she finished urinating, right? As soon as she finished urinating, then she was roa dam nida, and the blood in your toilet bowl came then. When you just see blood in the toilet bowl, you don't know when it came. Did it come while urinating? Did it come after urinating? So why is it that Rabbi Meir just says she's tahira when she's sitting, or sitting in mizanekes, but there should still be a concern? So that's the Gemara's question. And the Gemara answers, Amar Baba, b'yosheves al sfas ha-safal, mizanekes b'toch ha-safal, v'nimtzadam b'toch ha-safal. Dim Isa, de Basar, de Tamu, Maya, Asa, Asfasa Safal, Ibaile Lishtakuche. In other words, there's evidence that this came with the urine. Why? She's sitting at the edge of the Safal, and the blood is in the middle. So that shows that the blood came together with the urine. Because if the blood had come afterwards, since she's sitting at the edge, you would expect to find the blood at the edge. So basically it's saying when you have a circumstantial evidence that this blood didn't come with Meir Glayim, that's when Rabbi Meir would be Metaher, but Rabbi Meir would not be Metaher every time she's Yosheves. In fact, in a situation where you couldn't show through circumstantial evidence that the blood came afterwards, even Rabbi Meir would be concerned for dam nida. So that's the end of the Gemara. Now, the question you have to ask on the Gemara is, what does this mean for us? We already said that we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara asked this question within the view of Rabbi Meir. Well, why did it assume that this was only a problem for Rabbi Meir? Maybe Rabbi Yossi should also be concerned. Dilma basar de tamu meira glayim asadam. That's the question on the Gemara. In other words, to put it a little differently, is this ukimta that the Gemara makes, that Yosheves is tahora, Yosheves al svasa safal, v'nimta dam betocha safal, is that at all relevant for us, halacha lemaisa, since we paskin like Rabbi Yossi? So the Rashba addresses this question, and the Rashba says, it's a bigger piece, we're not going to go through the details, it's on the Makoro sheet I sent you, but basically, just like Rabbi Yossi is in Choshesh by Omedes, he's also not Choshesh for this. And therefore, if you ask the Rashba, is this part of the Gemara relevant for us, halacha l'maaseh? He would say no, because we pass on Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is not Choshesh for Omedes, that Hadar Meir Glarim L'Makor, and Rabbi Yossi is not Choshesh for Basar de Tamu Meir Glaya Asadam Nida. Adkan. So, again, then our sugya is still relatively simple, relatively straightforward. However, the Ran says not so quickly. He sort of says that. Says, first of all, let's sort of figure out what this machlokas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi is about. So he says, well, I actually think this relates to a general machlokas, a more kolistic machlokas about chayshin and lemiyuta. Rabbi Meir, we know, is choshish lemiyuta from other places in Shas. So Rabbi Meir here is choshish lemiyuta. That's why he's concerned. In other words, let's take the situation that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi disagree about, omedes. So, clearly, there's a possibility that this is damnida, otherwise Rabbi Meir wouldn't be metame. So what's the pshat in Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir is choshish lemiyuta. There's a small chance that this is damnida, but al pi rov, it's damaka. So what's the pshat? Rabbi Meir is choshish lemiyuta. Rabbi Yossi isn't. So, at first he says, along the lines of the Rashba, well, maybe we'll say the same thing over here. Maybe dilma basar de tamu meir aglayim asadam is also a miyut, it's a chash. So, that's why the Gemara only asked the question of Libid Rabbi Meir, but not a Libid Rabbi Yossi. But then he says, no, that is not so simple. Why not? Because then it turns out that we have a shakla v'taya shalal libid hilchasa. Right? Because the Gemara asked a question. We should be choshesh dilma basar t'tamu meir aglayim asadam. Whose position was that a question in? Rabbi Meir. And we give an answer. But we don't pass him like Rabbi Meir. And we have a klal that whenever you have a shakla v'taya in a Gemara, that shakla v'taya must have at least some impact on the halacha. We don't quote shakla v'tayas that have no relevance in halacha, the Ran says. So there must be some halachic implications to that. And he says there are. Because even though it's true, Rabbi Meir is choshish lemiyuta and Rabbi Yossi isn't, and we pass him like Rabbi Yossi, but under certain circumstances, we would have to be concerned even a libid Rabbi Yossi. So this is what he writes. Lefika chani omer, Rabbi Yossi moda biyosheves al svasa safal, umizanekes letocha sachthal, v'nimtzadam al svasa safal v'lo betocha safal de tameya. In the extreme case, even Rabbi Yossi would agree to tama. In other words, there is some concern, a libid Rabbi Yossi, dilma basa de tamu meir aglai asadam. How so? If she is Yosheves al svasa safal, and nimza dam only al svasa safal. Because the only reasonable explanation for this dam is that it came basa de tamu meir aglayim, in which case Rabbi Yossi should also be machmir. Mishum de raglayim ledavar, de basar de tamu maya asadam, de ilo betocha safal, nami mi bay leilish takuche. Because if it only came with the meir aglayim, we would also expect to find it betocha safal. Aval nimtza dam betocha safal v'al svasa safal b'chi agav nanami plotad Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yossi. So it doesn't mean the Gemara's question and answer is still within Rabbi Meir, meaning to say that according to Rabbi Meir, there is a concern when she's al svasa safal and nimtza dam betocha safal and b'svasa safal. In that case, Rabbi Meir's choshish lemiyuta she'd be asura, and Rabbi Yossi is holech baser rov, and she'd be muteres. But Because what's the principle? The way he formulates Rabbi Yossi's shita is Rabbi Yossi lo chayish lemiuta kol hecha de lo muchach hamilsa lisura metayer light. But if it's muchach hamilsa lisura, he's going to be machmir. So now basically, he's told us that why do we need the shakl v'tarya in the Gemara libid Reb Meir? Because there's also a nafgamina le Rabbi Yossi. So again, if we follow the Ran, then once again, our sugya is a little bit more complicated, right? If you follow the Rashba, the simple reading of the Gemara, that whole discussion in the Gemara, the concern about Basa de Tamu Mayim and the like, is irrelevant lahalacha because it's all within Reb Meir and we pass on Reb Yossi. However, if you learn like the Ran, so then we also have to consider that factor. In other words, there is a situation where Reb Yossi would be concerned, namely, Yoshevis al Sfasa Safal, Venim Tadam al Sfasa Safal. Right? So again, so far we sort of had three possible places where we have a concern. Lahalacha, which is what leads to the various positions in the Rishonim. Right? Position number one is we said we passing like Reb Yossi, and Reb Yossi is Matar L'Chatchila, but maybe he's only Matar L'Chatchila. Is he Matar L'Chatchila in the Seifa? Were also in a Resha, right? If you think only in a Seifa, so that means that L'chatchila, we don't really hold of Rabbi Yossi, we hold like Rabbi Meir L'chatchila, whatever that would mean for us, right? But that would mean that that's the sheet of the Rach, and that would make this the matter complicated. Second question that makes the matter complicated is you read the Gemara like Rashi or like Tosfos. Rashi says Rabbi Yossi is always mitaher when omedes. Tosfos says no, only if omedes v'shosesis. So that would make it complicated. And then the third thing that would make it complicated is if you hold like the Ran, that the concern of Dilma Basar de Tamame Raglaya Sadam is also relevant, at least in some cases, Aliba de Rabbi Yossi. Right, so those are the three, I guess, points in the Gemara where the debate in the Rishonim would be relevant in the Maisa. Now before we go on in terms of the question of how we paskin, there's a very interesting ha'ara that Rabbi Kiva Eger has on the Ran. Remember, the Ran said that since we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, so then we have to be concerned b'yosheves al sfasa safal v'nim tzadam on the sfasa safal, right? And the machlokas is about chayshin alamiyuta. So Rabbi Kiva Eger asks that we know that a mayor is moda when there's a cheskas heter, right? Whenever you have a cheskas heter that's misayeya lemiyut, so we say smoch miyuta l'chazaka. So why is Reb Meir Matar over here? She has a cheskas heter plus the miyut. That's question. That's one question. And then he asks another question, which is that in the first parak of Nida, Daf Yadalad, which is the other gemara that we have to figure out to understand our sugya, we'll talk about that more in a minute. But the gemara says that according to Reb Meir, she's tamei mishum Nida, not mishum kesem, but mishum Nida. And if you say like the Ran, that the basis for Meir's stringent opinion is because we're chayshina l'miyuta, so that could say we're metamei her mishum kesem. That would explain why she is tamei misafek, because he's chayshish l'miyuta, she should be tamei misafek. But how could you possibly say that she's tamei mishum nida? Nida is vadai. How could she be vadai? The miyut can't tell you a vadai. Right? So those are his two questions. So, in terms of the first question, again, why don't we use her cheskas heter over here? So maybe we could answer based off of the Rashi on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis. Rashi over there stresses that according to a mayor, we say cheskas damim bain min amakor, which means that there's a chazaka against the rove as well. There's a cheskas heter which supports the rove, but there's also a different chazaka, cheskas damim min makor, that goes against the makor, that goes against the rove. Meaning to say that we know that, and another way to look at it is more along the lines of ein safek motz midei vadei. We know that the makor is a vaday makom dam. It's a place that has dam, that releases dam, and the like. We don't know that there's any other source of dam. Now, it's true, there's a possibility that she has a makkah, but do we have any evidence that there's a makkah? No, there's no evidence that there's a makkah other than there's dam in the meraglayim, and if there's dam in the meraglayim, maybe that's dam nida. So there's a chazaka shedamim by min a makor.
What type of chazaka is that? Is that chazkuf, chazkar, or whatever?
What do you think?
I think it sounds like chazkuf.
Okay.
I don't know.
What do you mean by chazkas aguf? I mean, a chazkas aguf, that's a chazaka de meikara, it's not that either, right? No, it's a chazaka that's a rov. It's a strong rov. In other words, again, it depends how you say it a little bit. We'll read Rashi together. But the term chazaka, like you're correctly saying, has a number of meanings. It refers generally to the notion that in halacha we're allowed to make presumptions. Sometimes it's a chazkas gimel shanim, sometimes it's a chazaka de meikara, and sometimes it's a chazaka of a behavior or a rov, usually a ruba de lesa kaman, and usually a very strong type of ruba de lesa kaman. So let's read Lashon of Rashi, and let's see what he says. Let's see what he says. So Rashi there says, Yosheves Tahora, Dimimako Meraglaim Hova, Ve'ein Tame, Eladam Hamakor, Umedekamer Meir Omedes Tamea, Vafagav Dikalis Fukinhu, Bimako Meraglaim, Kevan de Raglaim Ledaver de Dachikla Alma, Vechezkas Damim Menamakor, Mitamya Hachanami Mitamya. Right? So since there's the possibility that this is dam nida, right? When she's yosheves or meir's metayer, why? There's no possibility it's dam nida. But when she's omedes, there is the possibility it's dam nida. Why? Because she's standing, and therefore the chazaka tells us she's tamei vaday. So if we put that together with the Ran, what we could say is very interesting, which is that once you're Choshesh Lemiyuta, so now there's the possibility this is Dam Nida. And since there's the possibility that there's Dam Nida, and Cheskas Dama Min HaMekor, so Memeilat Vaday Nida. Right? So if you hold like Rabbi Yossi, so then there's no possibility it's Dam Nida. Why? We follow Rov. And since there's no possibility it's dam nida, it doesn't matter that cheskas dam min hamakor, but this is for sure dam makkah. But once you're choshesh lemiyuta, so then it's a possibility it's dam nida. And if their possibility exists, so then it's vaday. And this lamdas is very beautiful because it explains what's otherwise a very perplexing idea. That you have one tana that says it's vaday dam nida, and one tana that says it's vaday dam makkah, right? How do you have both of those opinions? So When you learn the Ran and you put it together with the Rashi, so it's very beautiful. The pshat is that once there's this possibility that it's dam nida, why? Because chashinan lamiyuta. So then the idea of cheskas dam minim of course says it's vade dam nida. Another way to look at it is to say it formulated as ein safik motzi midei vadai, which is that the makor is vade makom dam. So And the makkah is a suffix makom dam. It's a suffix because we don't know there's a makkah. It's a suffix makkah, right? So, or if you wish, the kidneys are suffix makom dam. So memela ein suffix motzi midei vaday. So once it could be from here, we say it is from here. So this would answer the two questions of Rabbi Akiva Eger. Number one is that Why don't we start the cheskas tahara to the miut? The answer is not just a situation of a miut against a cheskas tahara, because there's also this cheskas damim shabayim in a makor. There's another chazaka here. And answer number two, perhaps you could even use it to answer number two. This is a bit harder, but perhaps as well, because once we say that cheskas damim bayim in a makor, so once you acknowledge in the halachic reality the existence of the miut, so then we're going to say, so it could be from here, and the idea is that ein safik motzi midei vaday, we have a vaday makom dam, we have a safik makom dam, we have no choice but to follow the Vade Makom Dam. To put it a little differently, something that we talked a lot about last year, and this is probably another place where you see that, when we're dealing with halacha and even roves, roves aren't purely statistics. In other words, in this case, the chashash lemi'uta forces us to re-examine how we look at this, and that could make it go vaday the other way. And if you don't, then you don't. Now, another reason to learn this way is it explains the dimyon to bedika of h eino badok, which is also a very strange comparison. The Gemara Yudalad Amud Beis, we'll talk more about this in a minute, though, compares our sugya to the sugya, meaning dam b'meraglim, the machlokas for Meir and Rabbi Yossi, to the sugya of h eino badok. So we didn't really leave Simon Kaf Tzadi. So what does one thing have to do with the other? So they might be similar in this idea, which is that when you find dam, when you do the bedika with this aid, it's true it's eino badok, but we say since you're exposed to the makor by doing this bedika, so then the tzad to be machmir and say by h eino badok she's tamei mishum nida tvada, even though there is this possibility that it came me'alma, is the same idea. That since this was exposed to the makor, and the makor is vadei makom dam, so then ein safik motzi midei vadei, we can no longer consider the possibility that this dam came from some other place, because we don't know of this other place. Right? It's true we have no idea about where this aid was. It's an h eino badok. Who knows where it was from? But the tzad to say h eino badok is tamei mishum nida is very similar to the tzad that Rav Meir says when he says that mei raglayim, dam b'mei raglayim, is also tamei mishum nida. What's the pshat? That since this might be from the makor, and it was exposed to the makor, so ein safik motzi midei vadei, we can no longer consider that other possibility because the dam from the other place is safik, right? The dam from the makor being a makom dam is vadei, ein safik motzi midei vadei. Okay, it's obviously a very big sugya. Now we, when we look at it this way, broad sugya, but maybe that's what's going on here a little bit. Yeah.
Rabbi Meir's Hashem Miyuta is only with your bummer.
Ah, so that's a very interesting question. So this is also a broad question, which we're not going to have a chance to do now. But when you learn the sugyas in Yevamos and other places where there's a machlokas about chayshin and miut or not, you'll see, at least this way, Tosfos and other Rishonim learn, some Rishonim learn that there's both a deraisa machlokas and a derabanan machlokas. Because of the deraisa machlokas, there's a more expansive view derabanan, meaning to say, when you're choshesh lemi'utar, when mi'ut plays a role, when mi'ut is ki'ilu milsahi, it plays a role in halacha, is expanded midrabanan, but there's also a debate on a deoraisa level where it exists. So that's really what we're saying over here as well. Sometimes choshesh lemi'utar is just a derabanan, sometimes, but that mi'ut plays a role, even on a deoraisa level, is true, at least according to many Rishonim, and this is a perfect example of that, right? Let's say this sugya according to Ran is one of a number of sugyas that expresses that point. Yes.
According to Rabbi's logic, then the Ran should hold that Rabbi Yossi is mekame by nitzav esfas asavo ubin ubeemtza asavo because.
Well, he is. That's exactly what the Ran says.
Rabbi Yossi.
Oh, Rabbi Yossi?
Yeah.
Why?
Because we have a Vade. We have a Dan, which is Asfas Asafa, which is linked to the Makar. And that should tell us that we should go
Asfas Asafa. No. If the Dan that was Asfas Asafa was linked to the Makar, then he would be Metame here. Right? Rabbi Yossi holds that the Dan that Rabbi Yossi is not Choshesh Lemi'uta.
He doesn't say
it's choshesh lemiuta. Then, when there's a chacha gemura that there's tuma, he has no choice but to concede. So there's no possibility of explaining the dam al sfasa safal and not betocha safal other than saying it's dam nida. So he's forced to concede. But once it's also in the sfasa safal, then it could be dam nida. It could be damaka, and if it could be damaka, so then he says we follow Rove and assume it is damaka.
I'm saying Rebbe's logic that we should say that the cheskas damim and amakar.
Just to say, first of all,
arise other possibilities. No,
I don't. Let me try to answer that again. But first of all, what I was saying was within Remeir, right? Now, it's an interesting question. What would Rebbe Yossi respond to that? Does he agree to cheskas damim and amakar and ein sevim motivada and all those questions? I didn't address that question at all. It's an important question, but. Rabbi Akiva Eger asked those two questions within Remeir, and we suggested an answer based off of the Rashi and Yodalad within the world of Remeir. And now the question is, what does Rabbi Yossi say about all this? Now, what I said was that it could even be, even if Rabbi Yossi agrees Cheskas Damim and Makor, but he would agree, but he would say you're okay, because since Lo Chashinan Lemiyuta, so then that chazaka doesn't even come into the equation because there's no possibility of it being dam nida. Now you have to figure out, in the case of nimtza dam yoshevas al sfasa safal and nimtza dam both betocha safal and al sfasa safal, what's going on there? I assume the Ran is saying that here al pi rov, it's still going to be dam maka, right? Because it's also betocha safal. So since al pi rov it's damaka, then we don't have to be choshesh lemiyuta, and therefore the principle of rov damim min hamakor or cheskas damim min hamakor doesn't even enter the equation, right? Because that's only when you consider the miyut, and aliba rabbi yosi don't consider the miyut.
Sounds like the Rashi is considering the miyut unless you have a chafah gemura against it.
No. I don't know why you're saying that. The lashon of the Ran was Rabbi Yossi de lo chayish lemiyuta kol hecha de lo muchacha milsa li sura mitahir lei. In other words, we are not chayish lemiyuta unless it's muchacha milsa li sura. So when it's yosheves al sfasa safal v'nimtza dam al sfasa safal v'lo nimtza betocha safal, then it's muchacha milsa li sura. But it's when it's dam is betocha safal and al sfasa safal, it's not muchacha milsa li sura, and you're okay. Okay, so now let's turn to just for one or two more minutes to the sugya of Yodalad Amadbeis. So the Gemara Yodalad Amadbeis compares Eich Einu Badok Tatalas Mei Raglaim, as we explained. And the problem then is, how do we reconcile these two sugyos? What do I mean to say? That the simple conclusion of the Gemara Nun Tes Amadbeis is we follow Rabbi Yossi. However, the simple sugya, the simple conclusion on Yadalad Amud Beis is that Eich Eino Baduk were Metame Misham Kasem, right? At least bigger than a gris. So if so, seemingly the conclusions of the two Gemaras are contradictory. So here we have three approaches in the Rishonim to answer this question, which we already did a little bit in Kofsadi, but we'll review. The Rashba answers, very simply, we passing like Rabbi Yossi, like the Gemara Netes of Abbe says explicitly, Rabbi Yossi is Metar Mei Raglayim Lagamre, and therefore is Metar Eichen Obaduk Lagamre, just like the Gemara says when comparing them, and that's why the Rashba writes, as we saw in Simen Kofsadi, that Eichen Obaduk, if it's a Kesem, that's Yosir Mikagris, Nalach is its tower. Now, he had a machmir view of what an Eichen Obaduk is. But once we call it an Eichen Obaduk, even Yosef Mikagris, it's mutter. Why? We paskin like Rabbi Yossi. And that's one conclusion. We saw, though, that we don't paskin that way in Simen Kofsadi, certainly by an aid. I said maybe by a kesem on a beged, we paskin like that. But certainly by an aid bedika, we reject the Rashba's view. Even the Rashba himself is hesitant about this. He notes that he's going against big guns, but that's at least what he thinks is right. The second position is the Ravid. The Ravid, somehow or another, again, we don't have time to figure out how he does this, but he's machalik between the sugyos. He says, look, the Gemara on Yadalat Amud Beis says they're Tali Zebizah, but from the Gemara on Nun Tazim Amud Beis we see the passing of Reb Yossi, and it's a stira of some sort. And therefore, with respect to Eichin Obadak, we're going to be Machmir and be Matami Mishum Kasem, even though with respect to Dami Meraglim, we're going to fully accept Reb Yossi and be Matar. And this might also be the view of the Rambam, who, and seemingly the view of the Machaber, right? Because like we said, the Machaber and Simon Kuftzadi is Machmir and Eichin Obadak, Yosher Mikigris. And here in Simon Kuftzadi Aleph, he's Mako on Dam B'mei Raglayim, Bein Yosheves, Bein Omedes, right? Again, Simon Kuf Tzadi Aleph is very simple if you're Sfardi. And finally, we have the third possibility, which we already alluded to before, and that's the position of Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says, well, you know, it's almost the opposite of the Rashba, right? The Rashba took the Gemara New Testament base and Varvavek the Sugya and Yadadim a base. So the Rashba, the Rach does the opposite. Obviously, they each deal with the other sugya, but the Rach says that, look, we see from Yud Chesem Beis that we have to be Machmir, not just for Eichin Obadok, but even for Dam B'mei Raglayim. Now, the problem that he has to deal with is the Gemara Nun Tesem Beis that says we're passing like Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi's Matayr. So he says, well, actually, the answer is very simple. First of all, we're Mitamei Mishum Kesem, not Vadai, the middle view on your Dalavad base. And that's exactly what the Gemara refers to when it says that Rabbi Meir, or Rabbi Yossi, is Mitame B'diavet in the Resha. Meaning to say, like we said before, when the Gemara said that, the Gemara asked, why did we need Rabbi Yossi in the Seifa to be Mitar by his fake staker? It was already Mitar in the Resha by his Sadeh Gachad. The Gemara says, no. If in the Reisha I would have thought B'diavad, Kamash Malan, in the Seifa, it's L'chatchila. So therefore, what does that mean? B'makom Sveik Sveika, we're Mitaher L'chatchila. So you find blood in the toilet, and both the man and the woman went to the bathroom, we have a Sveik Sveika, then we'll be Mitaher L'chatchila. But in the Reisha, we're Tchad Safek, so then we're Mitame B'diavad. Sorry, we're Mitaher B'di'eved, but mitamei l'chatchila. So what does that mean? What does that mean? In other words, when it comes to taros, it's very easy to understand the terms l'chatchila and b'di'eved, as Rashi explained. What does l'chatchila mean? It means l'chatchila, don't touch your taros until you go to the mikveh. What does b'di'eved mean? If you did touch them, then they're okay. But what does it mean l'gabi baila? So the Rach says, well, l'gabi baila means she's going to be asura. Because since l'chatchila she's tamei, l'chatchila she's asura, so if you ask a rav, are you allowed to be with your wife? He'll say, no! Right? Okay, I don't know, you know, maybe there's an afkamina if you did it by accident, you don't have to do tshuva, but on a normative, practical level, when we say that she is tamei b'di'eved, but tamei l'chatchila, we're basically saying, Yerasura Labaila, Lamaisa Yerasura Labaila, which practically means that we accept Reb Meir's position in the Reisha of the Mishnah, right? We accept Reb Meir. Now, it doesn't mean she's Vadei Tamei, that's the Gemara Yadalana base. We say she's Tamei Mishum Kesem. Tamei Mishum Kesem. Now, one of the tricky parts, and actually, without getting to too many details, one of the confusing parts of Rach is the different formulations in the Rach. The way it's quoted by Maharam is a little different than the way it's quoted by Tosus and the Rush. But we're going to sort of overlook those distinctions, and we're going to put the two together, which is what the Beis Yosef does, and basically say that what the bottom line halacha is, if you follow Rach, is we accept the position of Reb Meir l'chatchila, which means that she's Tamei Mishum Kesem. Right? Now again, what I was alluding to, the difficulty is, l'chor, there's a difference between saying Tamei L'chatchila and Tamei Mishum Kesem. They're not the same thing, but again, we're going to overlook that distinction. So what comes out then, according to the Rach, is that basically, when there's only one Safek, so we're trying to figure out what would Reb Meir say and not what Reb Yossi would say. We accept on a functional level, practical level, we're accepting the position of Reb Meir in the Reish of our Mishnah. And that's the view of the Rach. The Rama writes, Kach Naktinan. The Rama isn't so sure, but he's noted that's the second Yesh Omrim in the Rama, and that's what he says is the proper thing to do. And though he's, I guess, a little ambivalent, the Rama, and the Shach says, what are you so ambivalent about? That's the right Shita. And none of the other Shitas really make any sense. It's not just, you know, we're Machmir like that, but that's Vaday, the correct opinion. Okay, so again, let's review how do we paskin? What are the different shitos? So according to the Rashi, the Rambam, the Ramban, and the Rashba, we paskin like Reb Yossi, straight, right? Even whether Yosheves, whether Omedes, whether Mizanekes, whether Shosasas, and all things, she's going to be Torah, and that's the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. According to the Tosfos and the Rash, we have to be concerned about Omedes v'Shosasas, but everything else is going to be okay. And that was the first Yesh Omrim in the Rama. And then according to Rabbeinu Hananel, we have this, we're much more Machmir. We're going to be Machmir in every case that Reb Meir is Machmir, which means that the only time we're ever going to be Mekel is Tati Lativusa, namely Yosheves and Mizanekes. Right? That's Lechora what should come out. Now, what's sort of interesting is the Mahalach of the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef actually says that the Rach makes a lot of sense, even though the Ran and Shuvo says about the Rach, Einam Ela Divrei Nevius, but the Beis Yosef says actually it's very Mestaber Shita. Why? Because it's the most cogent explanation of the Gemara and Yodalad Amad Beis. Very, very good Shita. Otherwise you're forced to make a Chiluk that is very hard to justify. The Ravitz Chiluk, right? Very hard to justify. But the Beis Yosef says it's true that Rabbeinu Hananel makes a lot of sense, but Lamaisa, all the Rishonim don't say that. Not all, but certainly most. Like we said, Rashi, Rambam, Ramban, Rashba, others. And therefore, we're going to accept their view. And the Shach says, no, that's Odochak. Only Rabbeinu Hananel makes sense. And therefore, that should be the Halacha. So what do we say? Lamaisa. So, more or less, we accept the, whether it's the Rama or the Shach, Lamaisa, both the Rama and the Shach, bottom line, say we have to accept the Rach's opinion, the second Yesh Omrim in the Rama, which would mean that you need Tlasa Lativusa. What do I mean to say? Tlasa Lativusa. That's the way the Taz puts it. Tlasa Lativusa means A, Yosheves, B, Mizanakas, and C, that the dam is betocha safal, and not machut michut, because we're also choshesh for Reb Meir. Or if you want, we could throw in the Ran, for good measure, that even according to Reb Yossi, sometimes it's a concern. But one way or the other, you're going to need tlasa lativusa. Now the Sidrei Tara, at the end of Siman Kuf Tzadi, says, well, nowadays we don't even know exactly what mekalachas and shosasas is. Not sure. Shouldn't be that difficult to figure out, but I guess it is. You know, what's Shoshasas, what's Makalachas? Imagine, you know, getting asked to Shaila and start trying to figure out if it's Shoshasas or Makalachas. These are hard things to figure out. So then you're really stuck, because you need Tlasa Lativusa, and you can't even get Tlasa Lativusa. So he says the only Eitzah is to do the Bedik of the Maril. Okay, that's Bedik Maril. Is a seemingly a good bedika. What basically you do is you stuff up the makor, close up the makor with like a bedika cloth or cotton or whatever it is, and then she urinates. She sees the blood. She cleans herself off, and then she takes out the bedika cloth. And if it's clean, then you know for sure this isn't dam in a makor, because the bedika cloth was covering the makor. The bedika cloth was clean. So, great, you're in good shape. So the Sidrei Tara says you should jump straight to the Bedika of the Maril every time this happens, because you can't even get Tlasa Lativusa.
Could the Maril be only in the case that there's cave, so you can assume it's a Maril if it's able to go in?
So that, yes, but since it really looks like you have Shlosel Tivusa anyway, so then with the Bedikas Maril, then for sure you could be Mekel, right? Sidur Tar is not going to go that far. Okay, good. In other words, the Maril only brought up the need to do it in those latter cases. But that is part of the issue. We're not going to get into the details now. How definitive is the Bedik of the Maril? Which is also in Machlokas over here. But that's what the Sidur Tar says. So far, things are looking very bad for us, halacha l'maisa, right? Like, every time you see Dam associated with Mei Raglayim, and we're stuck. Except maybe not. We have to ask a very, very basic question, which we haven't considered until now, which is, when we are Machmir, whichever cases we're Machmir, following Rabbeinu Hanano and all those Chumras, are we Machmir Mishum Kesem, or not? This Dam that we find in the Safal, is it a kesem, or is it a re'iyah? Now, why does it make a difference? It makes a huge difference. Why? Because if we assume it's a kesem, which is what intuitively I think we would think, because even Rabbeinu Hananel says, we're choshesh mishum kesem, right? So then, if you find the blood, let's say, on your toilet bowl or your toilet seat, it should be okay. Why? Say no kabel tuma. And like we said, it's Mechubar LaKarka, and all those reasons that we said in Kuf Tzadi. Okay, you know, you could declare about the walls in Eretz Yisrael, maybe yes, maybe no, but L'maisa, it's going to be okay. And even if you find the wall, the dam in the toilet bowl water, so we mentioned earlier the tshuva from Rabbi Yechezkel Roth and the Lechem Ani Simen Tes, that they're Tzadim L'Hakel, based off the Machlokes, as we showed them in the beginning of Mekvos, about Megvayim, and the like. So you're in great shape, right? And what about if you find it on the toilet paper? That's the other place that you find it commonly. Well, we already saw if Moshe is Mekel, toilet paper is in Makabal Tumma, and we're not really choshesh for the Sidre Tara that is a Davar HaMaimid and the like. So we're great. So we're going to go ahead and we'll say, good, I'm going to accept all the chumras, you need Tlasa L'Tivusa, but it's always going to be Mishum Kasem. So if I find it on the toilet bowl, or the toilet water, or the toilet paper, I'm in great shape. I'm okay.
Really?
And in fact, yes?
How could you find it on the toilet paper in the tzir that we're talking about? Meaning, finding on the toilet paper, wouldn't it be dam acharkach?
Well, we're going to talk about that in a moment. Depends when you wipe. But I'm saying, even if you did, you're saying you don't even need to come onto that. Even if toilet paper was makabel tuma, it's pachos mikigris, it would be okay. Maybe, but
no,
I'm just...
No, I assume there would be more reason for it to be tmei, I thought.
Why? You might be right, but why? Why would you assume it's damida? It should be no different than any other kasem, right?
I'm saying, was Rabbi Yochanan assuming that everything is makabel
tuma? Well, remember, safal. What was a safal? Exactly. Modern plumbing and toilets that are mechubar lakarka and things like that are new. It's not actually surprising at all. Okay. Yes?
We're talking about tinuach with the toilet paper, meaning...
Obviously, you did a bedika with the toilet paper. Well, then we have to go back to Simen Kuf Tzadi and start worrying about Zafik Argashos.
Right.
And
so we're assuming that it's not going in deep enough to...
But, yes. Minastam, anytime a woman wipes, she's not doing a bedika, she's doing a kinuach, it's superficial, she does not penetrate... even if it might theoretically it would be a concern if she did, but she doesn't. And in my experience, I've been as Shilas where the woman was concerned that she did penetrate, and every time I ever asked this question, I will, and he never believed them. I can be a break. You know, it doesn't happen. You don't accidentally do a bedika. If you intended to do a bedika, then we're concerned you did a bedika. But there's no safek argasha in that case. So we're in very good shape. So in fact, the Minchas Yitzchak makes this point. The Minchas Yitzchak chelak tesim and tzadi dalid is mekel because nowadays the base akisa is mechubar lakarka. Good. And again, if you accept all the other kulas that we accepted in Kuf Tzadi, so then you're in very good shape. However, maybe the matter isn't so simple. Why? Now again, the reason why the matter does sound that way is because the Shach and the Gra both wrote that the Rama is basically being choshish for Shitas Rach, right? The second Yesh Omrim, and Shitas Rach is its Tamei Mishum Kasem. Now, parenthetically, Poskim do recommend not looking to avoid these Shilas. Maybe it will be Mekel in the Shilas of Maisa, but and maybe that's one of the reasons why, since in the end of the day will be Mekel, better not to look. But as an Eitzah Tova, sometimes it doesn't help. But as an Eitzah Tova, Poskim recommend that women not look. But let's say they do look. Is there any problem? So, Rav Moshe seems to be Machmir on all these Shilas, potentially. Rav Moshe writes, and it's quoted in Rabbi Eider's book, Chelek Aleph, page 28, Harakuf Chaf Zayin. Rav Moshe is quoted as saying that Imatza dam betoch hasafal o betoch me'asafal chayshinan shema yatza behargasha v'temeya b'kol shehu imlo shiyesh lamaka yadua. If she's a maka yadua, UTI, let's say, urinary tract infection, fine. But if not, she's a sura. On the toilet bowl, in the toilet water. Chayshinan shema yata dam behargasha. Whew! Vusmeint. Answer is, well, let's go back to the Gemara Nun Zayinu Beis. The Gemara on Nun Zayinu Beis says that with respect to dam and meraglayim, there's a concern about hargasha, just like by dam on an aid, just by dam on a after tashmish, right? What's the idea? The idea is that there's a concern that either the tashmish amita or the maisa bedika or the hatalas meraglayim created a sensation that masked a hargasha. We had the hakir over there. What does the olam b'argisha mean, or the like? But without getting into too many details, just like we're machmir, let's say with respect to daman and aid bedika, right? When she sees a kol shehu on the aid bedika, we say at the very least it's a safek hargasha, and she's tamei b'kol shehu, and we don't apply any of the principles in the leniencies of ksamim. So the same thing over here, because the Gemara says the same thing after all. The Gemara says, right, remember at that stage in the Gemara was trying to argue that maybe there's no such thing as ksamim at all, right? Badka karka olam yashva les tahora, no matter what, because she has no argasha. And the Gemara says, well, how in the world could Remeir be metame when she's omedis? And we say, no, there's a safik argasha, liolam dargisha. So that's where Rav Moshe is coming from. So Rav Moshe writes in another tshuva, in Yordei Dalad Yud Zayin, that if Barulah shelo hirgisha, he's willing to be mekel, but otherwise it's not barulah, so we have to be choshesh for a safek kargasha, and she's a sura. And this is not just the view of Rav Moshe. This view is most famously known as the view of the Chavostas. The Chavostas writes in Siman Kuftzadi, Sif Katan Aleph, towards the end, the following. Achein. So now we know what a shir veses is, right? Super immediately fast, what was described in Sifn and Aleph. So she finds dam immediately after hatalos meiraglayim, then tmeya de oiraisa after lo hargasha kimo b'shir veses achar tashmish. Right? We compare it to tashmish, just like the halacha is if she finds dam right after tashmish, so she's tmeya vadai, right? Ba'ilachayv chatas so too. And that's because Tashmish is a Safek Argasha, so too. She finds Dam right after Atalos Meiraglayim, Toch Shir Vases, Chayv Chatos. I mean, she, not Chatos, she didn't do any Yisr, but she would be a Sura Vadai. Uvashir Sha'achar Zeh, meaning to say the next year, the Shir of the Ashem Taloi, a couple more seconds. So then Tamei Mi Safek, Ve'achar Zeh. She doesn't find the blood until a couple minutes later, then she'll be Tahira. That's what he says. Now, first glance, this position makes a lot of sense, right? After all, the Gemara, Nun Zayin Beis, compares all these three things and says in all three things is the Safek Argasha. So we should just say, like, just like we're Machmir by the aid, we should be Machmir here. But if you think about it for a couple more minutes, it really doesn't seem to make any sense at all. Why? Because let's think about what the Gemara said. Let's go back and read Nun Zayin Beis carefully. The Gemara Nun Zayin Beis said, how could Rav Meir be mitame when omedes? Aye. There was no hargasha. And the Gemara says, let's see, what's going on? If Argisha, so then why is Torah, why is Yosheva's Torah? And if Lo Argisha, why is Omedes Temeya? And the Gemara says, no, Leolam de Argisha. But if she's sitting, it's okay, because we know it's Vade, not Dam Nida. Right? But if she's Omedes, so then she's Temeya, because it could be Dam Nida, and she had a Hargasha. Now, what does that mean? That means when she's Yosheves, even though she's Hirgisha, what's the din? Vaday Tahira, as the Beis Yosef points out over here. Vaday Tahira. Vaday Tahira. Vaday. 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 Right? She has a Hargasha. As the Beis Yosef points out over here, she says, I had a Hargasha. Right? We see Yosheves, right? And that's just, you know, if you're not married yet, you know, 99.999% of the time when women go to the bathroom, they're sitting. So, every time it's Yosheves, even if she says, Rabbi, I had a Hargasha, she's Tahira. Why? Because it couldn't possibly be Dam Nida. So it's true, if you're Hoshish for Tosfos and the Rach, so then maybe it's Mizanekis, but still it's only going to be Mishon Kesem. Right? Mishon Kesem. We accept, we're Hoshish for Rach. Rach is Mishon Kesem. So what in the world? So you're right. I understand that this could concern would be if Omedes, right? But what in the world is Rabbeinu Chana, the Chavos Das talking about? What in the world is he worried about, right? Yosheves, even if she has a Hargasha, it's impossible, it's Dam, Dam Nida. Oh. So the Chavos Das doesn't address this question, and this is why many of the Achronim reject the Chavos Das. This is part of why they reject it. Among them, the Chazon Ish. We have time later, I'm going to read you the Chazon Ish. But what would the Chavos Das say? So Rav Moshe addresses this point in a different shuva. Rav Moshe says, the concern is like this. The concern is that, let's say he's talking in that shuva about her wiping herself. Let's say she's in a rush. And she wipes herself very quickly, right? The food is burning, or her baby's crying, or the like, and she quickly wipes herself. And this would be true if she discovers it in a toilet and she didn't wipe herself also, because it might have happened then. But let's even say she's wiping herself. So if she wipes herself after she's done urinating, then there's nothing to worry about. But if she wipes herself, well, she still shows sesus a little bit. It's still dripping at the end. A little bit of drops are still coming. So then there's a concern for Hargasha. Why? That's exactly what the Gemara asked on Nun Testament base according to Tosos. Remember, what did the Gemara ask? Dilma Basar de Tamu Meiraglaya Meiraglaim Asadam. What does that mean? So Tosos there disagrees with Rashi. Tosos over there writes, Perush, Afilu b'mizanekes. Even though she says she was mizanekes, still, Dilma Basar Shenicha Milizanek. After she finished being mizanek, visho seses, right? So at the end, after you know, the stream of urine is complete, but it's still dripping a little bit, that's sho seses. Hader lemakor vaisidam. Oh. Now, what's that? That's like omedes, right? That's sho seses. It's like omedes. In that case, is the mitzius that this is not Dam Nida true anymore? No, now it could be true, it's Dam Nida, right? When is it impossible that it's Dam Nida? When it's Yosheves Umekalachas. But if it's Yosheves Vishoseses, so then you do have that possibility for Dam Nida. You do, right? That's exactly what Rav Moshe says. The only time it's impossible to be damnidas, Yosheves umekalachas. And therefore, if you see dam in the toilet bowl, so you have to figure out, when did it come? Did it come when she was mizanekes? She's okay. Or even if we're going to be machmir for the rach, we'll say, if it's in vokabal tumah, she's okay. But if it came when she was shoseses afterwards, then we can't apply the tum of ksamim. Why? This is afik argasha. Or if she wipes herself really, really fast, so then we have a problem. Then we have a suffik argasha. So what does this mean, halacha lamaisa? What does this mean? When lamaisa do you have to be choshish? So the Shevet HaLevi, who's also choshish for this, and Simon Kuf Tzadi, Yud Gimel, says you have to wait for a minute. Remember the Chavastah said that you have to be machmir either Shir Vesis or the Shir Benoni? So, what's the Shir Benoni? He says, up to a minute. Which means anytime she wipes herself, up to a minute after urinating, then there's still the concern that it's the Shir Benoni, in which case it's Safe L'chumra. She would be Asura. So basically, almost any time she sees dam on the toilet paper, which is, as I said, by far the most common shayla, so you have to be machmir. In the Nitei Gavriel, quotes Rav Vosner, because not being so machmir, even though in another source he was, says, you only have to be choshish for 15 seconds, which is much more reasonable. That we could hear is Kadesh Tereg Minamita V'Tekaneach Panash Almata. 15 seconds. Rav Moshe, as I said before, is even more mekel. Even though Rav Moshe fundamentally adopts the more stringent perspective of the Chavostas and the like, but he's very mekel in terms of how quickly. He says, it's only when she's wiping when it's still dripping. And when would you do that? Only when you're in a super-duper rush, like we said, where the baby's crying, the pot's burning, or the like. But the typical scenario when a woman is not super rushed, so you could assume that she didn't wipe herself until after she finished, which case that if you see dam on the toilet paper, you could still be mekel. So Rav Moshe doesn't turn out to be that big of a chumrah. But others are mekel. The Sidrei Torah says you could be mekel. Why? You're saying that word about a safek argasha? No, there's no tumah deraisa by safek argasha. That's exactly what the drasha of dam velo kasem teaches me. And elamai, it's derabanan. Well, it's enu makabel tumah. Chazonish, as we said, is docha the chavustas. That's in Simon Tzadi. He says that it's not derech of dam lavo and mei raglayim, and therefore you don't have to be choshish, it's dam and mei raglayim, and the sugyan and zayin on the base anyways, like Reb Meir, and we don't have to worry about it. Other poskim are mako for slightly different reasons, the Pnei Yeshua. There's a tshuvas Pnei Yeshua on this. He says that it's only a hargasha, a very strange hargasha, a hargasha of hadra mei raglayim and lakor, that's a concern that could get confused with a hargasha, but not a regular type of hargasha. Davnei nezer is mekel for a different reason, but lamaisa, there are many mekelim. So what do we say halacha lamaisa? So many poskim are mekel against Rav Moshe, and in which case basically all these shilas would be mutter. All these shilas, assuming that you have, would be mutter. When we say mutter, we mean to say that you could apply the coolest of ksamim, which would practically mean they're almost always mutter. If you're like Rabbi Willig, you could even argue that even if you are choshish or the chavos das, it would be okay. But in lemaisa, you know, just for a different reason, for his general hargasha theory. So that's why many poskim lemaisa are mekel. And as I said, around here in America, I think even for the poskim that are machmir, they accept Rav Moshe's kula, which will mean, practically speaking, most of the time it's butter. But again, many, many poskim say, no, we accept the Chazon Ish, and therefore, under all circumstances, you could have the kulos of ksamen. Now, we're about out of time, and we didn't get to the second half of the simen. As we said, the second half of the simen is all about when there's evidence for a mak of some sort. What type of evidence? All sorts of possibilities, like cave and blood in funny shapes and all sorts of things. And there's also an important discussion of when does this bedika work? Does it work only in an isha sheyesh leveses, or what about an isha sheein leveses, and the like? But since I said we're going to do simen kuf tzadi aleph in one day, so I'm going to tell you the following, which is that lamaisa, almost none of this is relevant. Why? Because nowadays, when you see blood in the urine, you're going to tell her to get a urinary tract infection test. Even you would tell her that, even if you weren't a rabbi, because you want to get that treated. And the poskim say, even though the Shevet HaLevi is a bit masupik about it, but the poskim say, lamaisa, that test, if it's positive, which it probably will be in any of these types of cases, where, you know, all these funny situations described in the Shulchan Aruch, and much less than them, is going to be a maka yadua shemotzi adam. It's an umdenin muchach that it's not dam nidos. And therefore, a lot of the, you know, the detailed discussions about the shape of the blood and the like are not going to be so relevant nowadays, because we have better ways to do bedikos in terms of figuring out whether there is that maka, whether it is a UTI and the like. Okay, so we'll stop here.
What are you supposed to do until then?
So, you should go to the doctor. Again, the Shevet HaLevi is misafik, but I think most poskim are going to... First of all, anyway, there's room to be makel based off of the first half of this year. But even if you didn't have that, right, like we said, because we're going to give it dine, the kulos of ksanim and the like. But even if you didn't have that, so, and you were machmir on that, but if you went to the doctor, and so you'd have to be porish misafik until you go to the doctor, but you go to the doctor, and the doctor says, she has a UTI, so at that point, you have a good tliya for that dam in the urine that happened a day ago, or whatever it is, and you could be makel for that reason as well. You could be makel for that reason as well. Okay. Good. See, I did it. So, the Ezra Sashan Monday, Kuf Tzadi Hay.